Vi ska fokusera lite grann på Libanon nu också. Israel har idag uppmanat människor i södra och östra delarna av landet att evakuera omedelbart inför kommande israeliska attacker mot mål som Israel menar är kopplade till Hezbollah.
Och samtidigt rapporteras Hezbollah ha attackerat israeliska stridsvagnar i södra Libanon. Över 1 miljon människor rapporteras nu vara på flykt i landet.
Och med oss nu här i studion, Libanons ambassadör i Stockholm, Hassan Saleh. Mr. Ambassador, welcome to Studio One.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
I want to start with this report that we've just been hearing that possibly the leader of Hamas, Yahya Sinwar, might have been killed. That is according to the Israeli military IDF. What is your reaction to that?
Well, this is a clear signal about the high level of violence that the whole region that is prevailing in the whole region. And it's a clear signal that about this cycle of revenge, of counter-revenge, that is also prevailing in our region.
Ambassadören säger alltså att det här är då en klar signal om våldet som just nu pågår i regionen. Den här signalen om att Yahya Sinwar skulle då eventuellt ha dödats. Det här är då ännu inte bekräftade uppgifter från israeliskt håll. Mr. Ambassador, if this is true that Yahya Sinwar has been killed, what do you think it would mean for the region and for the war that's going on?
Well, this is a further escalation of the already inflamed situation in the region.
Why is it an escalation?
Because for certain parts of the Palestinian population, Yahya Sinwar was representing something, and those people they are going to try to react with another act of violence.
But if Israel claims that Yahya Sinwar was responsible for the October the 7th attacks, is Israel not in the right place? Do they not have the right to go after him?
I don't want to comment on I don't want to comment on this because right now the news is not confirmed, and I think there's too much tension in the region right now to add more tension to it.
Ambassadören säger alltså att han vill helst inte kommentera vidare än så länge eftersom att de här uppgifterna ännu inte är bekräftade, men han menar att det här då skulle kunna eskalera spänningarna ytterligare i regionen. Let me just stay on that topic briefly if I would, Mr. Ambassador. Israel has previously killed Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah, and now that they claim to possibly have killed Yahya Sinwar as well, what does it mean when Israel is going after these high-level leaders?
Well, they are adopting a strategy of decapitation of those groups. Those groups are being perceived by a good percentage of the Palestinian population or the Lebanese population as being leaders of resistance movements. And they represent, they are symbols of those resistance movement. And it's quite clear that the right to resist foreign occupation is being observed by international law, international humanitarian law, and the United Nations resolutions, especially United Nations Resolution 46/51. So for those people, for this percentage of the Lebanese and Palestinian population, those people, they are symbols of resistance. For the Israelis, they are something else.
Så att ambassadören säger alltså här att personer som Yahya Sinwar och också Hassan Nasrallah, ledaren för Hezbollah som också tidigare var dödad, blev dödad av Israel, han menar på att de är symboler för motstånd för väldigt många i regionen och att det här är då en strategi av decapitation, att man hugger huvudet av personer. Det är alltså då orden från Hassan Saleh, Libanons ambassadör i Stockholm. Mr. Ambassador, let me just continue on about the situation now currently happening in your country, in Lebanon. In your view, what's happening right now? Who is responsible for what's going on?
Well, the only big responsible about what's going on in my region is the occupation. I mean the Israeli occupation. The Israeli occupation, because the Israeli occupation has shoved the whole region in an endless cycle of violence. This is where we are right now. And this occupation has started by perpetrating a genocidal war against the Palestinian, and right now it's perpetrating another genocidal war against the Lebanese, with maximum destruction, maximum harm, and maximum killing.
You call this a genocidal war. What do you base that on?
Well, if you look at, for instance, the ICJ, the International Court of Justice, provisional measures, they said that the commission of genocide by the Israelis is plausible. If you look at the report of the United Nations rapporteur of human rights and occupied territories, Francesca Albanese, it says that, which was published in March, it says that at that time the threshold of genocide has been reached, which means that the Israelis have already reached the situation of genocidal war against the Palestinians and right now they are going in the same direction.
Libanons ambassadör i Stockholm Hassan Saleh säger alltså att det är den israeliska ockupationen i hans ord som är ansvarig för vad som sker just nu i hans land. Han pratar om ett folkmordskrig som han beskriver det och hänvisar då till uppgifter från FN, till exempel utredningen från Francesca Albanese, den speciella rapportören inom FN som då menar på att man har kommit över en gräns för vad hon menar skulle vara folkmord. But Mr. Ambassador, Israel claims that what they are doing is defending their country. They want to restore peace in their country and want people to return, for example, to the north of Israel. And that is why they are attacking Hezbollah, for example, in the southern parts of Lebanon. Does he have a point when it comes to his efforts of trying to restore peace to his country?
Well, you never restore peace by launching war. Never. And what was the result right now? There are more people who have been displaced in Lebanon and in Israel away from their original homes. And there are a huge destruction on the Lebanese side. And where we are going, in which direction we are going so far? This is a war that will not lead, for instance, to bring peace to our region. It will inflame further the situation, and it will not achieve what the claimed objective of the Israelis, you know, to return their settlers to the north of Israel.
But Hezbollah keeps on sending rockets from your country into Israel. Yes, so what should he do then?
Yes, but you are only looking, you are only putting a one-eyed vision to reality. There's another vision of reality. We have been subject for around 76 years to attacks and invasions by the Israelis. If I just want to take an example from 2006 till 2024, if you look at the reports of the Secretary General of the United Nations about the implementation of Resolution 1701, and if you make a cumulative addition of all the violations that the Israelis have done against Lebanon, you will find that we have had 30,000 violations of our territory by the Israelis. 30,000 attack and violation by the Israelis for our territory.
Ambassadören säger här alltså att enligt uppgifter som han hänvisar till FN så ska israelerna ha då genomfört upp på 30 000 infiltrationer in i landet och attacker in i landet sedan 2006. Han menar på också att man löser inte konflikten genom att ytterligare då fortsätta med kriget och pratar om 76 år av attack från israeliskt håll. But Mr. Ambassador, you represent the Lebanese government.
Of course.
In your country, you have the group Hezbollah, which keeps on sending rockets from your territory into Israel. What responsibility does the Lebanese government have for the current situation where Hezbollah is able to launch these rockets from your territory?
Let me tell you one thing. First, Hezbollah is a Lebanese party. It has representative in the parliament and it has ministers in the government. Whenever your territory is being invaded...
But we're talking about the military, military part of Hezbollah.
Definitely. Let me carry on. Explain my point. Whenever your country is under an attack and invasion, a barbaric invasion by another authority, okay, then you have the legitimate right to defend yourself. You have the legitimate right. And let me tell you one thing, because you are throwing the blame on Hezbollah. Hezbollah, when they started their clashes across the border with the Israelis, those clashes were within the rules of engagement that were agreed in the April understanding of 1996. And they started by attacking the Israeli positions in the Shib'a farms Homs, which is a Lebanese territory until now still occupied by the Israelis. It was the Israelis who have broken the rules of engagement when they started on the 13th of October, when they targeted a group of Reuters, a group of journalists and press people from Reuters.
So, Mr. Ambassador, you're okay with Hezbollah launching rockets from your territory because they have a political party in the government?
It's not a question of we're okay or not. It's a question, do we have the right to defend ourselves or not?
But you're okay then with these rockets being sent from your territory?
If the Israelis are going to attack us, then we don't have any alternative.
I'm sorry to keep interrupting, but I want to understand this clearly.
You are not allowing me to express myself.
But I want to understand, make sure that I understand you, Mr. Ambassador. You're okay with the rockets being sent from your territory?
You are rushing too much. Let me just explain my point, and then you will go to your conclusions. Look, for a small country like Lebanon, you have two ways to protect yourself. Either all the actors, all the international actors and all the countries, they abide by a rule-based international order, and then a small country like myself will be protected by international law, international humanitarian law, and the United Nations resolutions. Or if you are faced with an invasive aggressive country, and you are faced with repetitive aggression, and this country is using only the logic of force and smashing international law, smashing international humanitarian law, and even bashing the United Nations, okay, and bashing the Secretary General of the United Nations, then you don't have any other mean except to defend yourself. Our best alternative is to find the diplomatic solution. This is the best alternative. This is the best solution. The best solution is the diplomatic solution. But in order to reach to this diplomatic solution, there should be a will on the other side to go to a ceasefire. We have expressed, and Hezbollah, because you are diverting the attention of your listeners, Hezbollah himself has agreed to the 25th of September, American and French statement that was issued at the United Nations. And this statement was joined by Canada, Australia, the EU, UK, France, Germany, and Italy. And in this statement, they call for a 21 days ceasefire, during which there will be diplomatic talks in order to implement completely the resolution 1701, United Nations Rule 1701, and also it calls for the implementation of the resolution 2735. We conveyed our agreement to this statement. The Israelis, they refused it.
Okay, I'm just going to summarize this briefly in my translation here, because I want to make sure that the listeners completely understand what you're talking about. Mm. Vi har alltså hört här Hassan Saleh, som är Libanons ambassadör i Stockholm. Han pratar om att Libanon och Hezbollah i det här fallet har en rätt att försvara sig. Han påpekade i början här att Hezbollah är också ett parti som sitter i Libanon. Han pratar om ett aggressivt land och refererar till Israel, och han pratar också om hur Israel går emot internationell lag. Det här är då ord ifrån Hassan Saleh, som är Libanons ambassadör i Stockholm. Just to really, really understand what we're talking about here, because you know you're bringing up a lot of details, Mr. Ambassador, but in the end, what I gather from your statement here, you said yes, you want a diplomatic solution, but if you cannot reach a diplomatic solution, you actually back the military action of Hezbollah sending rockets from your territory into Israel.
Let me be clear. We, as I mean, the official position of Lebanon, we do not want war. Okay. We think that there should be an intensification of the diplomatic efforts in order to reach a diplomatic solution. But in case those diplomatic efforts do not reach to fruition, then we have the right, the legitimate right to defend ourselves. And by the way, because you are singling out only the Hezbollah sending rockets, but the Israelis are destroying whole residential areas. And also the Israelis...
Well, the Israelis claim that they're defending themselves against the Hezbollah rockets.
Well, you know, at the end, where do you see defense in what the Israelis are doing?
That's by killing children. I'm referring to what the Israelis are saying,
Mr.
Ambassador.
I know, but I'm just putting a counter argument. Where do you see, for instance, defense when, for instance, they are targeting civilian areas whereby children and women are being killed? Where do you see this exercise of self-defense? And self-defense, according to international law, cannot be exercised in a situation of occupation, because in occupation, those forces should not be present on the state territory. So I don't see any ground for self-defense. Our first priority, diplomatic solution. If not, I think we have the right, the full right for self-defense in all possible and appropriate means.
Mr. Ambassador, thank you very much for joining us here in the studio at Studio One. I'm just going to translate briefly what you just mentioned. Vi har alltså hört Hassan Saleh som är Libanons ambassadör i Stockholm. Han pratar återigen om att om rätten till självförsvar och hur viktigt det är att nå en diplomatisk lösning. Gör man inte det, då menar ambassadören att Libanon och Hezbollah i det här fallet har rätt till självförsvar, och han köper heller inte argumentet ifrån Israels sida att de försvarar sig mot Hezbollahs raketer, utan menar på att det här är inte självförsvar, det som Israel nu genomför.